Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Dad, would you give me a current event?
What?
I have to have a current event for school, for social science.
Oh. Well, let's see. Yeah, how about this one? The Indians have predicted a long and severe winter.
Dad, you gave that one to me when I was in the first grade.
Oh. Well, the Indians always do predict a long and severe winter. Listen, I'll tell you what. You go through this and find something, and we'll discuss it later, huh?
Okay. I'll ask Wally.
Dinner's ready if you two are.
Where's Wally, Mom?
Having dinner at Julie Foster's.
Again?
I get dessert. Right now, you can go upstairs and get washed.
Yes, Mom.
Dylan. Wally's been having dinner over at Julie Foster's quite a lot, hasn't he?
Honestly, Wally should make some gesture towards Julie. Should take her out to dinner sometime.
Well, I don't know if Wally'd go for that.
Well, why would he be against it? Give him a chance to learn some of the social graces.
Well, dear, he's a teenager. That's reason enough right there for him to be against it.
Mom said you have to take that Julie Foster out to dinner.
I didn't say he had to. It's just that Wally has accepted the Foster's hospitality and he should do something to repay it.
But Dad said you wouldn't do it.
Beaver, are you going to eavesdropping again?
Oh, no, Dad. I was just listening.
I mean, you want me to take Julie out to a restaurant or something like that?
Yes, Wally. You're old enough to have a dinner date.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess that might not be such a bad idea after all.
Gee, Wally, you mean you're doing?
The only thing is, I don't know where to take Julie.
Well, it seems to me that you should ask Julie where she'd like to go. That's a gentlemanly thing.
Okay. I'll see her at school today.
You mean you're going to do a gentlemanly thing like that at school?
There's no rule against being a gentleman at school.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be caught doing it at my school.
Hello, Julie. This is Wally. Wally Cleaver.
Oh, how are you, Wally?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, I'm just fine, too.
Yeah, well, you know, Julie, I've been coming over to your house quite a lot lately, and, well, what I mean to say is, do you like restaurants?
Well, that depends.
Well, I was thinking that, maybe if you weren't doing anything, that I could take you out to dinner or something Saturday night.
Oh, Wally, that would be smashing.
What? Yeah, I thought it'd be pretty smashing, too. Say, where would you like to go?
Oh, I don't know, Wally. Where would you like to go?
Oh, no, you're supposed to say where you want to go.
I was reading in the paper just this morning. There's a new restaurant that just opened up last month with a real cute name, the White Fox. Did you ever hear of it?
No, but if that's where you want to go...
Oh, I don't want to go to the White Fox unless you want to go to the White Fox, Wally.
Well, I mean, I've got nothing against it. After all, it can't kill us. Unless the food's rotten or something.
Well, I'll be ready Saturday night with bells on.
Okay, that'll be neat. Then I'll pick you up, okay? Okay, bye.
The White Fox.
I just don't get it, Sam. Why don't you want to go bowling tonight?
Look, I told you, Eddie. I've got reasons.
What's a little squirt like this reading the paper for?
Oh, he's got to get a good current event for Monday.
What's with the nail filing, Jazz? Who are you, Caesar Romero?
He's got a dinner date with a girl. Just take her out to a restaurant.
Now, will you be? Yes.
Who is it?
Julie? Okay, yeah, it's Julie.
Hey, Wally, will you take her out? What are you going to talk to her about?
I don't know. Same as we always talk about. School, sports, the other guys, I don't know.
And just, what restaurant is going to be the scene of this fascinating conversation?
Some place called the White Fox.
Man, oh man, oh man! Are you out of your cotton-picking mind?
Why, is there something wrong with the White Fox?
Nothing. Nothing at all, if you happen to be a millionaire.
Well, I'm not a millionaire. He's not even wealthy.
Oh, brother, the White Fox. My pop says that's the swankiest joint in town. You got any idea what this feed is going to set you back?
Hey, Wally, here's Ned to the White Fox.
Well, how much are dinners?
Doesn't say.
When they're afraid to put it in a paper, that's bad.
Hey, Wally, here's their number. Why don't you call up and ask them how much dinners are?
That's a good idea. You may not be as goofy as you look.
I couldn't call them up.
All you have to do is ask them how much it's going to set you back. If they give you any trouble, tell them you're Bobby Darin or somebody.
Okay, I guess I could call them. Hey, Dave, what's the number?
Bondi, 23958.
Hello, the White Fox? I was just wondering about the price of your dinners. Just a minute. He wants to know something about a la carte or table d'hote.
Never mind that French jazz. Just ask him how much soup is.
Excuse me, sir, but how much is your soup?
80 cents?
Well, how much is coffee?
Holy mackerel.
I mean, thank you. Anyway. Wow, coffee's 40 cents.
Wally, that's $1.20 a piece. That's $2.40 for both of you. If you don't need anything else, you just might make it.
No girl in the world is going to settle for a liquid diet.
Boy, oh boy.
I hate to say this, Gertrude, but I think that somewhere in between the soup and the coffee, you're going to get murdered.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Wally.
Say, Dad, you've had a lot of experience, and you're pretty old, and while you were in the Seabees, you know, you're kind of a...
Kind of a man of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wonder, can I ask you something?
Sure, right ahead.
Well, in your whole life, have you ever heard of anybody paying 80 cents for soup?
Well, that's sort of a worldly question. Yeah, I suppose once or twice in my checkered career, I must have encountered an 80-cent bowl of soup.
Well, see, the thing is, I'm supposed to take Julie out to dinner, the White Fox, and that's how much the soup is. Eddie says it's one of the richest places in town.
Yes, well, it is quite expensive. Why'd you pick it?
Well, I didn't pick it. Mom said that I should ask Julie where she wanted to go, and that's where she wanted to go.
Well, the White Fox is a rather new place. I expect Julie doesn't have any idea of their prices.
Maybe not, but now that I've asked her, I don't exactly know what to do. I was thinking about getting sick, but this is such a big deal, I practically have to be dying.
I don't think you have to go that far, Wally. Julie's a sensible girl. If I were you, I'd just go over there, have a talk with her, and tell her that the White Fox is a little beyond my budget, and I'm sure she'd understand, and choose someplace else.
You don't think she'd get mad, huh?
Of course she won't. And wherever you go to dinner, I know you're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Boy, you know, as a guy gets older, having fun sure gets complicated.
It sure does, son.
Oh, hi, Wally.
Hi, Julie. Could I see you for a couple minutes?
Sure, come on in. Oh, Wally, I almost called you. Guess what happened?
You got sick?
No, sit down. But Betty and Susan and Joni were over here, and I happened to mention that you would take me to the White Fox for dinner tonight, and they turned absolutely purple with envy.
Well, the White Fox, you know, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Not one of them has seen the inside of it, but Betty heard it's just the yummiest place ever, and real romantic with candles on each table and everything.
Yeah, well...
I promised to tell them all about it, exactly what we have to eat, and I've got a new dress, and I could just hug you to pieces for asking me to go to such a wonderful place.
That's nice.
Wally, what did you want to say about the white fox?
Well, I,
Yeah?
Well, is it okay if we get there around, 7:30 or so?
Wally, I'm so excited, I could just die!
Yeah, me too.
Wally's got a problem.
Yeah, Dad. Do you think it would be okay if I sold that record player that Aunt Martha gave me for my birthday? I hope he says he'll give me $18 for it.
Oh, you got stuck with the white fox, huh?
Hey, $4.95, and if I don't sell that record player, well...
Well, knowing your Aunt Martha, I don't think she'd appreciate your unloading her birthday present to take a blonde out to dinner.
Yeah, I guess she probably wouldn't like that.
But how would it be if I advance you $15 and you can pay me back later?
Gee, Dad, that just about saved my life.
All right. There you are.
Thanks, Dad.
Have you made a reservation?
A reservation?
Yeah, you really should, Wally. The White Fox isn't the place you just walk into on Saturday night and expect to get a table just like that.
If you want him to, your father will call up and talk to the maitre d' for you.
Sure, I'll be glad to call Maurice for you. We take clients there to lunch quite frequently.
Well, if it's all the same to you, Dad, I'd kind of like to try it myself.
Right here.
There's no trick to it, is there?
No, you just speak up. Tell them you want a table for two and tell them when.
Hey, Dave, what are you doing with all the papers around?
Still looking for a current event. Hey, Wally, how about this? North Mayfield to get new sewer lines.
It's okay, I guess.
Or maybe Mr. Watson's doing about the Russian Jala people.
Rolf, the white fox, can I speak to the maitre d' hotel, please? Oh, this is him? Well, look, I'd like to make reservations for two for dinner tonight. What time? Around 7:30. Oh, yeah. My name is Wally Cleaver. And my date's name is Julie Foster. She's in my algebra class. I'm in her school, you know. And her father's an English teacher. But what? You don't have a table? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'll call earlier next time.
Boy, Wally, what a lucky break.
Beaver, why don't you stop cluttering up the living room and pick
up? Boy, Dad, you got more pan union than the screens.
True artist, Beaver.
Where's Wally?
He's upstairs mad.
What's he mad about?
I don't get it. We called that guy at the White Fox, and he said he didn't have any tables, and Wally got a real mad. He started ordering me around.
You mean they wouldn't make a reservation for him?
Yeah, that's right, Dad. Well, I think they thought he was some little kid messing around because he used his nervous voice.
Lord.
Here, Beaver, finish cleaning up these brushes. I have something else to do.
What do you want?
Well, some fast-talking guy just called you, and his name was Maitre d' from the White Fox.
Oh, yeah? What did he want?
Bad news. He found out he's got a table tonight.
He's got a table? Well, how come?
I don't know, Wally. Imagine he found out who he was dealing with.
Sure, Wallace Cleaver, our debonair, handsome man about town.
Well, maybe read about what a big football star you are in the paper.
Yes, Beaver. You know, I'll bet that was it.
Well, I'm going to go now.
Oh, Wally, you do look handsome.
Gee, Mom, don't say that. I feel funny enough already.
Ward, they're weighing them squared off now.
Since when?
Well, ever since I was a little kid, Dad.
Boy, Wally, you better not blow your nose on that. You'd never get it folded back again.
I say, Wally, if you'd like, I'll be glad to drive you and Julie over to the White Fox.
Oh, no, that's okay, Dad. I'm walking over to her place, and then her brother's driving us to the restaurant.
Yeah, well, son, remember, don't overtip. 15%'s about right.
Sure, Dad. Yeah, I know.
And if there's anything you don't understand on the menu, you know, say it's in French, don't hesitate to ask the waiter to explain it to you.
Well, I'm pretty good in French, Dad, even though I take Spanish.
Wally, when it comes time to order, you ask Julie what she wants first, and then you tell the waiter.
Don't worry about him, Mom and Dad. He's seen Rock Hudson eat in the movies a million times.
Honest, I'll be all right.
Have a good time. Bye.
Bye, Wally.
Well, there's another milestone.
No, it won't be long before Beaver will be going out on dinner dates.
Not me. I got enough matters to worry about just eating at home.
Isn't this the most gorgeous place you've ever seen?
Yeah, well, it's a lot more gorgeous than the school cafeteria.
Mademoiselle. Monsieur.
Thank you very much.
Say, Julie, would you prefer guinea hen or squab? They're both birds.
I didn't know it would be this expensive.
May I recommend the specialty de la maison?
Well, yeah, well, that depends on what's in it.
It's a filet of sole almandine, sir.
Oh, I just love that.
Very well, then. We'll have two filet of sole like that.
Very good, sir. And it does clean the salad?
Does it come with?
Yes, sir. Please, two toss green salads.
And, of course, the special white fox dressing.
Oh, of course, the special white fox dressing.
Do you dine here a lot, Wally?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say a lot. You know how it is.
Warren? Oh, Warren, the most awful thing. Look. I found this in Wally's sports jacket. It's his wallet with all his money in it.
Oh,
honey, you've got to drive right down to the restaurant and take it to him.
Well, wait a minute now. Embarrassing in front of his girl?
Well, honey, he's going to be a lot more embarrassed when it comes time to pay the check and he doesn't have any money.
I think I have a better idea.
What are you going to do?
Call the restaurant. I forgot my wallet once. My mother brought it to me. Handed it to me right in front of Agnes Fuller. I still bear the psychic scars. Hello. May I speak to Maurice, please?
Ward, what good is it going to do to call a restaurant?
Well, dear, this is what's known as giving your son a helping hand. With one phone call to Maurice, I'm going to build up both Wally's ego and his credit.
Wally, I'll remember this night as long as I live.
Oh, yes, the food is always pretty good here.
It wasn't just the food. It was just everything.
Well, I guess they added it up okay.
Would you prefer to sign the check, sir?
Sign? What for?
Your credit is good here, sir.
My credit? Well, I...
Many of our patrons prefer to sign. We send the bill at the end of the month.
Yeah, well, I think maybe you have the wrong patron.
Well, Mr. Wallace Cleaver, aren't you?
Yeah, that's my name, but
very good.
Okay. But, wow, what do I do about a tip?
If our service has been satisfactory, you may indicate the gratuity on the bill.
Oh, all right. 10% of... Oh.
Thank you, Mr. Cleaver. And bonsoir.
Yeah, sure. Bonsoir.
Oh, Wally, I never knew you were like this.
You know something? Neither did I.
How was your dinner date?
It was okay.
Julie have a good time?
Yeah, great.
What'd you order?
Oh, I don't know. Some kind of fish with nuts on it.
Good?
Yeah, it was okay, I guess. Feel like fish with nuts on it.
How about service? Was it good?
Boy, Dad, it was great. The waiter even knew my name and he let me sign the check and everything.
Well, Wally, when the waiter knows your name, that's absolute proof you're a man of the world.
I guess so. Well, I think I'm going to hit the sack. Good night. Good night, Mom.
Good night, honey. You ever going to tell him what you did?
Oh, spoil it for him? I wouldn't think of it.
Hi, Wally. How much it cost to eat?
Well, the bill was $12.50, and then with a 15% tip, that brought it up to $14.37.
Wow. What'd you do without your wallet?
How did you know I didn't have my wallet?
Well, Mom came in here a while ago. She put it in your coat pocket. Well, I acted like I didn't see her.
Does Dad know she found it?
You know, Mom. She knows Dad knows.
Oh. Now I'm beginning to see what happened.
Now, what happened?
Well, how come the restaurant let me sign for the bill instead of having me wash dishes or something? I guess Dad must have called him up and told him it was okay.
Boy, that's real neat of Dad to do something like that. Aren't you going to go down and thank him?
Thank who?
Dad.
Oh, no, I just paid the bill at the beginning of the month.
No, I mean for keeping you and Julie from doing dishes.
Oh. No, the way I figure it is he didn't want to spoil it for me by saying anything, so I want to spoil it for him by saying anything.
Beaver's not out of trouble yet.
He's just a kid.
Yeah, I'm just a kid.
So stay tuned. There's another episode of Leave It to Beaver ahead here on TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning.